ready?
If you have a conversation with anyone about the food scene in and around downtown Savannah, Georgia, then it stands to reason that it's probably going to begin and likely end with air quote Southern food. So many visitors come to this town in search of those Southern staples, and that's understandable. Your fried chicken, your mac and cheese, you know, your collard greens, all of those foods that steal the marquee whenever someone mentions Southern food. Barbecue, shrimp, fried shrimp, you know, the whole the whole Forrest Gump thing. That those cuisines, those dishes steal the marquee, like I said. But if you live in and around Savannah, then you know that we have other iconic is the word I'm going to use. Other iconic places to eat that have been here forever that, you know, they are staples for those who live here in Savannah. It is kind of, sort of, the basis upon which this whole food blog and later this podcast that we started called Eat It and Like It was kind of founded upon. Everybody knew about Paula Deen's food. Everybody knew about Mrs. Wilk's food. But what else is there to eat in Savannah? And at the time, you know, we could make a short list. These days, we can make a fairly long list of places you should try when you're in town. But of those original places that were on the short list of, hey, when you're in Savannah, sure, you're going to do your Southern food, but if you get tired of that after 2.5 days, then you might want to do this. And Leopold's Ice Cream, obviously, is one that jumps out at everybody. It's one of those, you've not been to Savannah unless you've had Leopold's Ice Cream type of places. The history precedes it. The ice cream is sensational, and all of that. But another one is kind of as popular as you can imagine with the locals, but not really in the front row of grabbing headlines when it comes to where am I going to eat in Savannah. And it's called Vinnie Van Gogh's Pizza. Vinnie's, as it's known to the locals, is a, how many years now? 30-plus year old pizza joint at the western end of City Market, right in the heart of downtown Savannah. For years, up until 2020, what, for 29 years, for the first 29 years of their existence, at least I'm fairly certain this is accurate, they were a cash-only operation. That's how popular they were. New York-style pizza, and as good as there was for a long, long, long time here in Savannah. You wanted pizza, you went to Vinnie's. And I've been here long enough to know when it was kind of Vinnie's and some not, you know, not too many options out there. It was a lot of the fast foods, delivery pizzas and all that. Vinnie's was kind of it for a long time. Some other ones have come along. Some great ones have come along that you could put up against anything else in the region. But we won't get into that here. This isn't about that. But Vinnie's has its place in the hearts and minds of pizza lovers in and around the Savannah area. That would include me. As a downtown Savannah resident, Vinnie's is one of those, hey, what are we doing for dinner tonight? Oh, yeah, I'm not cooking. Let's grab a pizza. And for the longest time, it was you make a call to Vinnie's and you go get your pizza. And so that was what you did here for a long time. Now, like I said, we have other options, but Vinnie's is still there chugging along, doing their New York-style pies day after day after day after day with incredible results. It's a really good pizza. I share all of that, and I laugh because it's kind of bizarre given that for the last decade and a half now, I've been writing about food and the food scene here in and around Savannah, Hilton Head, and the Georgia, South Carolina coast for a decade and a half. And it blows my mind. Blew my mind. I can talk past tense now. That in 15 years, with all the pizzas that I have ordered from Vinnie's, with all the times that I've walked into Vinnie's for a slice, with all the times that I've walked in there for a beer because I'm walking somewhere, And on and on and on and on, the number of times that I have been in and out of Vinny Van Gogh's Pizza, I had never met the owner. And so the other day, as I record this, I needed some pictures of some slices of pizza from Vinny's for a project I was working on. And it was a Sunday evening. It was right before the dinner rush. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to go down there and, you know, ask for permission, of course, and take some pictures of a couple of slices. I needed about 5 minutes, 10 minutes worth of time, you know, with some slices coming out, maybe a whole pie or two with my phone, and I'm gone. See you later. Have a nice day. So I walk into Vinny's, and the gentleman who was there running the line, if you will, taking the pizzas and the slices from the cooks, is a gentleman I had seen before. I don't know his name. He was there the last time I needed shots of pizza from Vinny's about a year ago, if not a little bit more. And so I walk in and we make eye contact, and I said to the gentleman, "Hey, how are you? Is it okay if I just get a couple of shots of some slices coming off the line? You know, I just need three or four and I'm out of here." He goes, "Yeah, sure, that's fine." I said, "I'll stand off. I don't want to get in anybody's way. If I get in your way, you're allowed to kick me or punch me or whatever." And I stand off to the corner, and he was fine with it. About 3 or 4 minutes later, I see another gentleman come out of the kitchen, come out of the back area. And he sees me standing there, and he walks straight up to me. He's wearing an apron, and he says, "Can I help you?" I said, "Oh, I'm just here to take some pictures of a couple of slices coming off the line." And he looks at the line, and he looks back at me, and he says, I'd rather not." I go, "Oh, okay. Well, he said it was okay." And I pointed to the other gentleman, and he says, "Oh, well, if he said okay, all right." And he walks away. So I'm standing there getting my couple of shots or whatever. 3 or 4 minutes later, this second gentleman comes back, and he's standing there, and he says, "I just get, you know, I'm one of those guys that I get a little squeamish with, you know, people taking pictures." And I said, no, that's fine. You know, I want to use it. I'm putting together some stuff for social media and And I said, "I'm Jesse from Eat It and Like It." And his eyes get big, and he looks at me, and he says, "Oh, hi, Jesse. I love your articles." I said, "Oh, thanks so much." I go, "What's your name?" He says, "I'm Paul." Now, I knew the name of Vinny Van Gogh's name was Paul, and so I knew at that point I was meeting the owner. And so I said, "Hey, Paul." And I'm laughing because it was just so bizarre. I said, "Hey, Paul," and I shake his hand. I said, "I'm Jesse. We've spoken before. It's been about 10 years, but we actually spoke on the phone. Do you remember that time you called me?" And he said, "No." I said, "We gave you a foodie award for best drunk food." He goes, "Oh, yeah, I do remember that." And a quick injection on what that was about. When we were doing foodie awards 10 years ago, whatever it was, we gave Vinny Van Gogh's an award for best drunk food because, you know, you go downtown City Market or whatever, and you get turnt, and you know, the best cure for that before you head home is a couple of slices of pizza, let somebody else do the driving, and you're on your way. Well, Paul didn't like that too much. And this was, like I said, almost a decade ago, I want to say. And he called me, he tracked me down and he called me, and he goes, "Hey," this was over the phone a decade ago. He said, "Hey, I'm really appreciative of the attention and all that, but I really don't like the association with, you know, that part of the crowd down here late at night. We close early kind of for a reason. We don't like being part of that. We don't like drunk people coming here getting slices of pizza. You know, I could stay open till 2 o'clock in the morning if I wanted. We close earlier." And he was very, very, very nice on that phone conversation once upon a time, and just wanted to make it clear that he didn't dig that connection, Vinny Van Gogh's and drunk food. And so it was very respectful, and I told him I apologized at the time and that we wouldn't go there again. And that was that. Never spoke to him again until this past Sunday that I'm sharing this story with you. Long story short, we had the most wonderful 10-minute conversation about what he does, how he does it, why he's still doing it. Now, 30 plus years later, he goes, "You know, some people have talked to me about opening other locations, and I just don't, I like what we're doing here. I don't want to be in another, I don't want to have to split my time between this and another spot. And we just have a good formula here. Not everything is meant to be duplicated more than once in two locations and three locations. I think that ruins it for a lot of people sometimes. I said, no, I completely agree. Next thing you know, you're too big and it's just not the same anymore and you implode on yourself. He goes, yeah, I just super, super quiet, humble guy. I was blown away. I was blown away by just how, you know, matter of fact, and this is what I do and this is who I am. And it was just such a thrill chatting with him about his business model. I had heard over the years that he could be seen riding his bike around downtown Savannah. And so in the course of the conversation, I asked him, I said, hey, how far away do you live? He goes, oh, I'm about a 2.5 minute bike ride away from here. And I laughed. I said, yeah, I heard you ride your bike a lot. He goes, it's all I do. I ride my bike home. I ride my bike to the pizza shop. I ride my bike home. And so he told me where he lived and he described the whole scene there. And I thought, man, this guy is just living the life. A 2.5 minute bike ride to his pizza shop, which is the most popular in Savannah. He works hard. I asked him, I go, it's Sunday. What is it? 5 o'clock? What are you doing here? He goes, well, that's a good question. I usually don't come in on Sundays. That's my day to not be here. But we had some guys that needed to be off for some things. And rather than reshuffle the whole schedule, I said, I'll just come in and I'll fill a few hours in the evening to do this role and that role so that it went smoothly for everybody. He didn't want to disrupt 5 or 6 people for the sake of 2 guys that couldn't be there. And I smiled and I thought, you know, that's leadership. That is leadership. And when you're so used to it, you know, I'm sure his staff respects that. He told me so many of his employees have been there forever. His general manager, I think he told me, had been there 11 or 12 years. An incredible, very short conversation with Paul Miller, the owner of Vinnie Van Gogh's. And I said to him at one point, I said, you know, I know you like to keep a low profile, and so I've never bugged you in all the 15 years that I've been doing Eat It and Like It. But I have thought often, you know, nobody knows Paul. Nobody sees Paul. Nobody talks to Paul. Maybe one day we sit in the middle of City Market at 7 o'clock in the morning and have a chat, and I share it with everybody just to see who this guy is and what makes him tick and what made him think to open a pizza shop at City Market. And so I told him that, and he smiled and he shrugged. He goes, yeah, you know, I do like to keep quiet, but I would be open to something like that. I said, okay, well, we could talk about that down the road. I would love to do that. But that's, you know, a whole other thing. I said, let me ask you, how many pounds of cheese do you go through in a week, shredded mozzarella? And he goes, oh, during normal time or busy time? I said, a normal week, not talking St. Patrick's Day or any kind of holiday weekend or anything like that. He said, in a normal week, we go through about 1,800 to 2,000 pounds of mozzarella a week. On Saturdays, we go through 55 gallons of pizza sauce, the red sauce, on a Saturday alone. 55 gallons. My eyes got the size of silver dollars. He goes, you see those buckets over there? I go, yeah. He says, those are 5-gallon buckets. It's how we make our sauce. And on a Saturday, a regular Saturday, we'll go through about 10 or 11 of those. That's 55 gallons. And I'm standing there, not, you know, I know how popular Vinnie's pizza is, but to have it put in perspective for you, with 55 gallons of red sauce on one Saturday, on an average Saturday, I'd like to know what they go through on a crazy, you know, St. Patrick's Day weekend or Labor Day weekend or whatever the holiday weekend is. Man, that is just a lot. Blew my mind. And so, you know, he took the opportunity to tell me about some lunch that they're doing now, with 3 regular slices, They don't do specialty slices. I think it's cheese, pepperoni, and maybe one vegetable. I'm not sure. But that's all they do for lunch, Monday through Friday. And you can grab it and sit on their seats outside. Just a wonderful, wonderful conversation. And when I left, I'd have been there 10 minutes. I wound up being there about a half hour because I was chatting with Paul. When I left, I said, man, I got in my car and I thought, I just had a conversation with a unicorn, with the wizard. I was behind the curtain for 15 minutes. And I gotta say, I've gotten the opportunity to do some really cool things in the time that I've been doing Eat It and Like It. And if you can't tell in my voice how excited I was for a casual 10 to 15 minute conversation with the owner of Vinnie Van Gogh's, standing very literally in the middle of his restaurant on a Sunday evening where it was hot as heck. It's hot outside and then in there with the ovens. But two guys just talking shop. And it was the coolest, most random, accidentally happened thing that I'll carry with me for a minute, because he's just the nicest guy who rides his bike to work for 2 minutes. I was just blown away. If you can't tell, I was a little almost starstruck by the whole thing. Super, super cool guy who, from my seat, deserves, you know, all the success that they've had, because I'm sure he's earned it. He's put in lots and lots and lots of hours and sweat equity and all of that stuff to build Savannah's most popular pizza place. So about 12 hours after that, I'm still thinking about, you know, how nice it was to finally meet Paul. And I said, you know, I'm going to make this podcast. I'm going to talk about it and share with everybody, because people don't know. Some Savannians may know Paul, but some Savannians may not. And so we like to consider ourselves the voice of food around here. And so this was a story to share. And so if you come to Savannah, if you listen to this and you don't live here, when you come to Savannah, yeah, go get your fried chicken. Go get your Miss Wilkes. Go get your Sisters of the New South. Go see Geneva's cornbread and fried chicken. Put that one on your list. But also go by and see Vinnie's. Grab a slice. $5 for a slice these days. But they're huge. If you eat two, you're an animal. I couldn't finish two. They're huge. And eat it and like it. We'll see you next time.